All right, I'm gonna call the meeting to order for November 18th at 10:04. It's the regular board meeting at the office. Announcements, at the end of today's agenda, we will take public comments. Each person's limited to 3 minutes. We ask everyone keep their comments civil and in focus and on district business. However, if members become angry in this disregard, we will adjourn the meeting. Water is off November 6th. Once repairs and full condition assessments of all structures are complete, stock water will be available. Action item first, discussion of proposed for district manager role to be reviewed in special session. The next item is approve the...
We need to talk about that.
Yeah, I don't know if y'all want to wait for Mark to get here, but...
Yeah, we can wait till Mark on that item because it needs to be discussed.
All right, I make a motion to accept the auditor's report for 23 as written.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, next item. Review inline agreement for upstream reader. And basically, this is a bid. And I make a motion to accept it.
Only question I had, I gotta find it now. They show in their agreement provide electrical engineering construction, and at the back scope of work, it just has engineering. But I assume construction is part of it.
Correct? Yeah, they're gonna put it together, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Waylon is the one that's done the work before, and he just needs to, our upstream reader has the 2-hour delay, it needs a new solar panel, so he's gonna take care of that so that we get real time.
So construction is included,
yes,
part of it.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
He's gonna put it all
together. Was my question.
Just more boilerplate.
Okay, I second your motion.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
All right, next item is the minutes for October 14th. Are there any questions on that?
Nope, not for me.
I make motion to accept as written.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Next item is custom transaction detailed report. And I only see one e-pay that was voided and shows a balance of zero.
Okay.
Other than that, I accept it as written.
You're talking account 1110?
What's that?
Account 1110.
No, this is custom transaction report?
Yeah. Okay.
So
I'm just saying
I make a motion that
accept
it as proposed.
That's, okay, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
The next item is check to be approved for 1110.
You'll have to make that motion, Don. I didn't have, I was missing one page.
Are you still missing pages or is that for something else?
Okay, I make a motion. We accept it as written with one direct deposit, 3 ACHs, 5 E-pays, and 4 EFTs. Checks 11,753 through 11,755.
I can't second that because I didn't have that page.
Oh.
The transaction.
Well, then we're going to wait for Mark for this. He didn't have it.
Okay.
That was account 1110.
Correct.
Correct, yeah. I'm square on 1140. I've got the 1140 account.
Okay. Next item is checks to be approved in 1140. I make a motion to accept it as written. One EFT, checks 6762 to 6779.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Yeah, I couldn't comment because I didn't have the transaction report.
Well, here's the paperwork for 11 for the investment pool. You have that, right?
Yep. Yep. We don't have to motion it anyway.
No, no motion for that.
What is there, 109,000, is it?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
104.
Yeah.
What do you got, 109? I got 104.
Yeah, I got 104.
Okay, I was going without looking it up. $104,511.
There you go. Bingo. Okay. Next items are the bank account balances. There's the one e-pay on the voided check report. Okay, reconciled department statements to be approved.
I'll make a motion. We approve the Capital One, Citibank, Costco, First Interstate Banking Operation account 1110, First Interstate Bank Main Canal account 1140, Local Government Investment Pool account 1250, and U.S. Bank North Hurtley Electric account 1190.
Yeah, I added that one, just wanted to let you know.
Pardon?
I added that one because it is a bank that we're ultimately responsible for, so
yeah.
I put it on the agenda
yeah.
moving forward.
Well, I second it.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, financial budget report.
That'd be you.
All right. Let me get out of reconciliations. Okay, so I was looking at the budgets, just to especially getting ready for next year. It looks like we did really well staying on point for everything. The accounting went over only because we've done so much with the audits.
I got a question, though.
Go ahead.
Under late fees, in September, we showed $3,900, and now in October, we show $23,000 in late fees.
Wonderful interest other. So you didn't see this in last month's? Because I know we moved things around for the 23 audit.
Was it so based on the audit that number?
It was one of the things that was moved, but I will confirm. You know what? I want to review and make sure that's because I know. We made some adjustments on how things are being recorded.
So my note should say the adjustment for 23 audit?
But let me confirm that, because if it's not, then I want to know why the number would have changed so much.
I'll just put it in 20.
Quick.
Question mark.
Account 4730.
And then we talked, you and I, beforehand, there's a $34,000 charge for the gearboxes up
yes.
at the, you want to explain
which
that?
Which piece of equipment was that?
So of the four gates that we have at the diversion, two of them weren't working. So this, we put an order in for over the summer. And it finally came in, so Jim reviewed it. Everything was what we needed it to be. So now we'll be able to. So before, yeah, this once this is fixed, then you'll be able to adjust the gates remotely, right?
Correct. And
so that was for the diversion,
right? Because those haven't been working. Period.
Yeah. Well, we actually got down to where only one worked.
Okay, so that was a $34,000 investment.
Yes, that's one that we will not be having next year.
Okay.
That's going to be for the budget discussion. But yeah, everything else, the equipment, that's the only reason that one went high, and we're just over on the accounting due to all the audits.
I had one other question.
Yeah.
On a workman's comp, September it was 11, almost 12,000, and it's now reduced 8,100.
They refunded us because when they
did, that's good.
when they looked and we had less employees, they refunded us. For
okay, because we're always paying in advance, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay, so understood.
And the capital budget. Any questions?
Yeah, I got another one.
Yeah, yeah.
Under legal miscellaneous, September we had $1,665. In this report, it shows $14,000, almost $15,000.
$1,600. This is due to the liens for the Cyruses. For the liens for the Cyruses, we have payments of about $7,000.
Is that what it cost us?
But we get that back. That's part of the foreclosure. We get legal fees back.
Okay. So that's reimbursable. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, I didn't have any other questions.
Okay.
You got questions, Don?
No, everything looked fine to me. Okay. You caught something I didn't see. So
Mark, they reviewed the transaction report and they did 1140, but they wanted to wait for you to do 1110 because Carl didn't have a chance to look at it, and that one does not have the Carl.
And I just got it this morning.
Mark's catching up. How are we doing with the customer job list?
Looking a lot better than last month. Most of the people have paid their fourth quarter sessions. Right before the meeting started, I got a message from Mark Reinecke regarding the foreclosures. I gave him the go-ahead with the final numbers, and they should have recorded it with the courts, and then I'll see what it says afterwards.
So they haven't been served yet?
No.
No, they'll be served this week.
Okay.
And then they have 30 days.
So it's income we'll see in 26.
For 11-10, we skipped it because Carl didn't have it all. Waiting for you to okay on it. And I've already read all the ACH transfers, all the check numbers. Make a motion to accept 1110 as written. I hear a second. Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And that was Mark and mine. He didn't.
Yeah.
He didn't say anything because.
Didn't have the copy.
Do you have any questions on the hydro?
Nothing on that 242 thing, right?
That's not happening.
Yeah, so I spoke to some folks about that, and we have not seen any offerings from Oregon, U.S. Department of Energy on 242. I've given that to the Ferguson group to, you know, push in and check on, because obviously that concerns a lot of districts in the state.
Yeah, $100,000 does last year.
But the ETO, the incentive, the $100,000 from each, that's different.
That's going to end up getting pushed another year.
Oh, really? So we're not going to see it in 26?
Right. So you'll have a shot at it in 26, 27, and 28.
Okay. For payment in 26 or 27?
Yes. Yeah.
And that's Jeb? Is that still the contact for that?
No. That's Kyle.
Kyle. Because yeah, I was hoping if he's going to be at OWRC, if I could say hi.
Oh, absolutely. No, he'll be up there.
Okay.
So we just, you know, anyway, we'll talk more about that, but just got to get the pressures up.
So the revenue was down in September.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't need our budget, but it's a water issue.
Yeah, and then October.
Are we still running?
Not right now, because the water's off.
Yeah.
Okay, how soon are we going to get those actuators on?
I'm hoping to get to them and get started on them next week.
Can't get to it sooner? What are we doing right now?
I'm working at Charlie Patterson's.
Okay. How hard would it be to fire up the one side?
A major pain in the butt.
Well, the generation looks good. It's not going to get that hydro incentive out of ETO this year.
So.
And obviously there's no 242 offerings, so. And actually, I think that.
Yeah, it was worth $100,000 last year.
We didn't get the 242 last year either.
No, that's what I'm saying. There were no offerings.
Mm-hmm.
They have not put out any offerings, so they're behind. The last offerings were 21 and 22, so they haven't done 23, 24. So they're way behind. It's supposed to be an annual program, but DOE has been busy doing other stuff and. The last email that they responded to, they just said that we have no we have no current or potentially future offerings for the moment.
I should have asked this question earlier. What about the 24 audit? How is that? Do they have it?
Oh, first we needed to approve the 23, and now we're ready to jump on 24. So it'll probably be finished. I don't know that he's going to get through it in the next couple months. It'll be finished January, February, and then we'll catch up on 25.
Yeah.
But we are compliant with finishing 23, so we're good.
So do we need to approve this right now? I mean, that's what you guys just went through, right?
Yeah.
What is that, what you have?
Yeah, that's the audit for 23.
We already approved it.
Oh, okay. Great.
The one thing, I talked to Steve right before we started. He had me move the discussion of proposal for district manager role to be reviewed. Recommends doing a special session later this week and had me move it to action items. So that was a last minute change.
That's fine.
And wanted to know if Thursday at 10 works for a special meeting, because we'll need to do the...
Thursday morning was good for both Dawn and I.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll put that together after today's meeting.
Let's make it earlier.
Sounds good.
Thursday's a good day. You guys okay with 8?
8 in the morning? That's fine.
Let's do it at 8.
But this is a public meeting also.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. 8 o'clock Thursday. The 20th.
That's it for the financial reports. So if you want to move on to water and hydro manager.
Okay, construction report.
We just got to work shut off, of course, so now we're just on our list, but I'm on the phone with the guy with meters, Marty. And we just got, we should get done with Charlie Patterson's getting all that Cloverdale thing cleaned up. The mound and everything that he didn't like, he really likes it now. So
great.
We'll get that done.
That's wonderful news.
Other than that, we got 5 million meters we've got to dig up and fix.
And so I take it Operation of Technology is what you're working on now, is that correct?
Okay.
And then Mackenzie Hydro is on this list. How's it doing?
We haven't done anything with it yet.
Landscaping and a pad, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
What was it? How many?
75 square feet of plants. But it doesn't have to be solid plants, so we can do kind of terrascape. So we'll do that. We'll split it like 40 feet, square feet on each side of the building. and then we'll actually take the...
Don't we have to pour a parking pad?
Yeah, parking pad and a handicap space. We'll go ahead and the way we constructed the water drain, we'll go ahead and take the water that, you know, we send out into the stormwater lagoon. We'll take that and we'll actually use that water to irrigate the plants. We'll set up some drip or soaker lines in there. So that'll be good, because that'll be watering them as long as, you know, anytime the hydro's on.
Yeah.
So that's the only thing that needs to be done for final inspection?
No, fire hydrant. But that's easy. It's just a matter of putting a 6-inch butt fusion saddle on the and flange on the side of the pressurized line. So we'll do that. And then the fencing isn't required, but we'll do that too for final.
Okay. Since it's already around the property, don't count as a fence.
No, because these are you know, when you're a hydro, you become part of the grid. So it's more security is better. And so just so, I mean, we've got the cameras up right now, but we just need to add the fence around it.
All right. Next item is old business and financial administrators manager's report. Signing of documents in one of them. Operation and technology. And anonymous reintroduction HCP. There are no changes in that, is there?
No. No, we've actually had a really great year with the reporting and doing all the HCP stuff. So the quote from FCA to 2015 is $14,000. I've reached out and asked them to send us any reports of what they've done in the past when they've been looking at the fish screen. That'll be done late Q1 or early Q2 of next year.
Yeah, they used to do all that testing every year on the screen, testing the velocities and the depths and impingement and all that stuff. And so I just want to take a look at what was the last time we put the screen in 2011. So that testing probably went on all the way up to 2020.
Yeah.
So we just see where that's at. And then the other thing is, I think we need to take a look at the requirements, what they're asking for, what U.S. Fish is asking for, and see what. I don't need to give them more than what they're asking for.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I've asked. I put out the request a couple of days ago for them to send us whatever they did have already, just okay. Because we were supposed to get this done this year in January. Just nobody was aware of it, apparently. Even Fish and Wildlife was just like, oh, we're not supposed to do this, but it looks like you're supposed to do an in-depth five-year thing, and they quoted the part of the HCP.
Yeah, I just don't remember negotiating that part of it, so.
I can pull it up.
Is there anything new on the solar project update?
No, I sent DEQ, they just wanted the last 3 years of our audits, so now that we have 23, and what our list of charges are that everybody gets sent, and there was one other document. Just our budgets for 25. So I sent that yesterday just to start sending stuff that's needed.
We'll hear from the state beginning of January whether or not we got that additional $1 million grant. So at that point, then should have a final budget. And then, you know, there's still multiple options for, it can be a net meter project, it can be a power purchase agreement with it'd actually be with PNGC, and then it also could be a power purchase agreement with PacifiCorp. It's just kind of a matter of what ends up being the best offer for the district.
I haven't been able to get a contact for PNGC. I don't know if you have one.
Yeah, I actually saw Keith the other day, and so I said to him, I said, you have to set this meeting up.
Yeah, I asked. I sent an email to Keith a few days ago.
I saw that. So
so right now there's nothing we can provide patrons as to
no, I mean it costs. We don't have a design from AccuSolar. We don't have there's a couple of different battery companies, but we don't have Amelia's been working on the battery end of things. I did have an interesting discussion with ETO the other day. There's a chance that PacifiCorp they're asking now for all their new contracts for load shaping,
which means
So, which means basically they're looking for storage projects where they can then basically, we would put our off-peak power at night into the battery and then put it online during the day with the, during peak.
To help supplement theirs, is that what?
Well, yeah, but what that does for us, that means we get paid more. We get paid peak rates. So I told Dave Modell and Kyle that I would have Amelia get in touch with them, and we can look at putting together a possible proposal for adding a battery to the two hydros to where you can load the off-peak power on there, and then PAC would shape it so they'd take it as peak. So we'll see where that goes. I mean, right now there's a tremendous amount of pressure on folks to be doing, you know, resiliency, to be doing storage as well as just firm power. I mean, obviously hydro's firm, whereas solar and wind is not. But you know, it's like on the data center up in Hillsborough. PGE is building a 31 megawatt battery across the street from the data center, and they're going to be able to supply probably close to 50% of their power requirements just loading power into that battery at off-peak times. So this is an interesting, you know, concept. Hey, if somebody's willing to pay for it, and right now, this is what they refer to as a unsolicited proposal.
About wells, anything?
I'm waiting to hear back from Gus. I did leave a message that we're interested in finding out what would the cost be just to expand the 150, go deeper, and use that one, and then pull the engine out of the 350, dip and bake, and
You're talking to Gus Abbas.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. My thought on that was is we send the motor in for evaluation on the 350. Once they say yeah, it's fine, we dip and bake that, possibly replace, you know, the upper and lower bearings in the motor, and then we probably try and pull the pump. But you know, that pump was put in 78. I don't have a lot of hope for that, plus the shaft is crooked. So in the past they felt they didn't have enough muscle to pull it out of there. They think they can now, but you know, that doesn't mean it won't get damaged trying to pull it out. But then you take the existing 150, you re-drill that hole, you use this motor, and then you're just paying for the lining and the new pump. So it would be at a reduced cost, and it would potentially get us maybe 50% of our supplemental well water back. So that's something that I'm definitely interested in, and so we need to get a hold of Kyle and just ask him, you know, what the paperwork is for re-drilling an existing well deeper.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to Gus first because he made it sound like it might be the same cost or pretty close to it. So I just wanted to confirm.
Yeah, he can. And the other thing, you can reach out to Aiken. They're the other well driller in the area, other reputable folks. The motor wouldn't be the same cost. We'd save on the motor. So, and because we're going to end up going deeper, it's going to pull up less CFS, but it's still substantial.
Okay.
Because Gus's original proposal was for two 450s. So, you know, and that's because of the additional depth.
Any more questions about that?
Not for me.
Not for me. All right. I don't see any new business. I don't see any letters to the board. Make a motion we adjourn. We have 10:40. Do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, water users' questions and concerns.
What is the purpose of the media on Thursday morning? You said it was public.
Yeah, it is public. We're discussing the proposal to make Amelia the manager of the district. Along with her existing duties that she has.
Speaking to Steve, the first step will be to do, revert the organizational structure from dual to back to single manager with a resolution, then the appointment of a district manager, and then consideration of compensation. In that order.
So, part of the reason that I was here is because I saw on the agenda that it was kind of like you guys were just going to do that today, which is really concerning because less than a year ago, you changed the bylaws so we could have...
Not the bylaws, the rules and regs.
The rules and regs, sorry.
That's correct.
But you changed the rules and regs so we could have two managers. And now, less than a year later, you're... Without it ever being discussed in a meeting other than the one where you're going to make a board resolution to do this.
And we'll discuss in the meeting. We have not deliberated on this. This Amelia has reached out to each of us individually. Okay. And the fact of the matter is she's already doing a number of things that the general manager would do that I used to do. She is basically doing all of those duties. And the fact of the matter is we need day-to-day supervision here at the district. So that's why we're going to deliberate and consider this.
Yeah, so...
Well, we need a spokesman that goes to all these different water meetings and rule deals.
Hey, I was opposed to the dual manager scenario from the beginning.
Well, that's a...
I'm just telling you, she made a proposal to us. We were going to consider it.
By the way, it looked on the announcements. It looked like you had already made that decision.
No, we
that's
we,
the way it looked.
I understand that, but we have not.
Okay. I mean that's just the way it looked. It was just
that was a mistake I made on how it was all formatted. I talked to Steve. He told me where to put it and how to update it. So
there's a Thursday morning meeting. At 8, that we're hoping that you take our comment on. Is it going to be a different format than this, or are the members going to be allowed to do it?
Well, you're welcome to make comments. I mean, you know, I read the letter that you guys sent, and so you'll get a response to all your comments. Anyway.
When you say you guys, Mark, as an incoming board member, saw something and responded to it. And yes, I have also seen that letter.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to say that...
And a bunch of that was just false.
Mark, you can have your own opinion.
It's not my own opinion. We've already had legal counsel review the letter. Okay? So we're not going to discuss it today. We'll discuss it on Thursday at 10. Okay? We'll address your points.
That was 8.
Or 8. But when you know, it's like accusations of no process. I brought all the process with me, okay? Amelia and the other young lady were the two applicants that applied for the job. The district advertised in the Nugget and in the Ben Bulletin.
Shut up! Okay, Mark. Listen here.
Yeah,
this meeting is over.
Come on, you guys.
You cannot fucking disrespect people like that. And if you ever
do it
again,
take your hands off of me, and I will have the sheriff arrest you.
You fucking call him.
I will. Be happy to.
Okay, guys. Come on. Let's have a civil discussion, okay?
No, he's not civil.
You're not civil, Ted.
Come on, guys. That's enough.
Okay, so. We went to the Ben Bulletin, we advertised in Ben Bulletin and the Nugget.
Mark, we're not
and
talking
we, and
about
the yeah, we are because I'm talking
process.
About this letter. And we went through WorkSource. And since I've been manager, we have gone through the state employment agency, WorkSource, for all of our hires.
Nobody disputes that. That letter
did. The letter did.
The letter disputed.
Well, you're the one that jumped up out of your fucking seat and come up here. Threatened.
Come on, take it easy.
It's because he... Sits
just
there
shut up.
And is allowed to tell people.
All right,
to
this
shut
is all
up.
Over. Yeah, we're all done.
No,
Mark,
I'm not.
All
right,
fine.
We're
meeting
all
adjourned.
Done.
You said he's being rude.
Don't hurt yourself, kid.
You probably should keep your mouth shut as well, Don.
I'm not ever going to keep my mouth shut.
I've got nothing but respect for you.
It's all bullshit. You haven't got respect for anybody, or you wouldn't pull the stunts you pull.
Come on, guys. That's enough. That's enough.
Really.
Come on.
This guy right here, you're putting through hell with your little weak thing you do.
Don't do dumb things.
Yeah, don't do dumb things is right.
I haven't seen the letter.
Just one quick, I know we're done, and it is, I don't care if this is on the record or not, but Amelia, since you did amend the agenda, which I was, you gave me a copy of, but the other people that attended today probably haven't seen it, and so they didn't know that this had transpired.
Steve, I had just talked to Steve right before the meeting started, so I need to update it on the website.
So that they know what happened, and maybe some of that may have been. But the other thing too, the only other thing I would say is just a couple of the people in our area had indicated that they had received it via email this time, the agenda. And so is there a meeting today? So it was just, that was a step I think that maybe accidentally
missed. Yeah, I'm fine.
And so probably why there's not as many people here today as well.
Yes, I happened to take my vacation time at the airport.
How dare.
I know.
But anyhow, so just, that's it. That's all I had to say. It was,
I will put out an email for the special meeting up there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And then update
so that people know. All right.
But we're going to do a fun budget meeting.
Are we? Now we're going to do the budget meeting? Yeah. Are we officially adjourned?
We're adjourned.
Okay, good.
I included it on the board packet just to have a copy of it.